Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's official. Former Governor Deval Patrick is running for president. Patrick announced his candidacy in a video posted online this morning. In it, he said he's not nervous about joining the already crowded Democratic field.
I admire and respect the candidates in the Democratic field. They bring a richness of ideas and experience and a depth of character that makes me proud to be a Democrat. But if the character of the candidates is an issue in every election, this time is about the character of the country.
Today, Governor Patrick will head to New Hampshire to get on the ballot for New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation presidential primary. So with us this morning is WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Good morning, Anthony. Thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Hi, Bob. Good morning.
So what do we know today that we didn't know a few days ago?
Well, this is about as last minute as a decision could be. As you mentioned, we're told that Patrick will be heading up to New Hampshire today. That's just one day before tomorrow's filing deadline for the state's primary. And then he'll head out on a multi-state campaign swing. According to one source who's helping organize the early stages of this presidential bid, the plan is to have a full campaign up and running pretty much right away. And according to this source who's worked with Patrick for a long, long time, this is a long shot, but he said all presidential campaigns are long shots.
You and I discussed that Patrick was considering a run a year ago, but then decided to not come into the race out of concerns for his family, calling the process, the campaign process, cruel. Have you heard about why he might have changed his mind?
Well, I spoke to Alex Goldstein, who worked for Patrick for 10 years. He served as his press secretary when he was governor and remains pretty close to him. He's not working in this brand new campaign right now, and he hasn't spoken directly to Patrick about this. But Goldstein feels pretty certain that whatever concerns Patrick had a year ago about subjecting his family to a presidential campaign have been resolved.
Knowing the governor the way I know him, I know that the first and utmost priority was his family. And I can feel pretty confident that once the family felt like it was okay, that that would be a game changer for him.
A game changer. But even Alex Goldstein acknowledges that jumping into this race at this late date will be a daunting challenge for Patrick.
Well, running for president is never easy. It's complicated. It's costly. It's incredibly time consuming. And by putting the decision off for a full year, Anthony, Governor Patrick has kind of made it harder, a lot harder.
Yeah, really harder. I mean, among the challenges he's facing, lots of his longtime aides, a number of them anyway, are already committed to other candidates. He'll need to raise a ton of money and do that really quickly. And he'll be up against candidates who have been on the ground for months and who have extensive campaigns already set up in the states that vote early. And he also won't be able to participate in the Democratic debate this month. It'll be tough for him to qualify for the one next month. And finally, consider how compressed the time frame is by getting in at this late date. Here's how Marianne Marsh, she's a Democratic consultant in Boston, put it to me.
The New Hampshire primary is only 90 days away, followed a week later by the Nevada caucuses, a week after that, the South Carolina primary, and then a week after that is Super Tuesday. On all measures, it is nearly impossible to do.
And Bob, I'd point out as well that Patrick's talent as a campaigner, which is considerable, allowed him to run and win the first time in this state with an impressive grassroots campaign. That's one of his strengths, but he won't be able to campaign like that on that national compressed schedule. I mean, consider by contrast Elizabeth Warren, who, by the way, registered yesterday for the New Hampshire primary. That was her 22nd trip to the state since she entered the race 11 months ago. And primary and caucus voters in these early states kind of expect that. They expect to see the candidates and want to hear from them a lot.
All right. Beyond process, Anthony, what about content? What are you hearing about what Patrick would offer this already crowded Democratic field?
Well, you and I talked a bit about this earlier this week. We learned that Patrick's view is that none of the Democratic candidates have yet established real momentum. And some Democrats are concerned that Joe Biden doesn't look like he can go the distance. And while there's a top tier of front runners, voters haven't coalesced around one candidate. And so Patrick feels there's room for someone like him who can unite liberal, moderates, progressive Democrats. And so let's stick with Alex Goldstein, his former press secretary, for a moment. He says Patrick can do that with his sense of empathy, his stirring oratory, and his talent as a campaigner. And Goldstein talked to me about being with Patrick last fall in the Mother Emanuel Church in Charleston, South Carolina, right after the Pittsburgh synagogue mass shooting. Here's a bit of what he said.
To see him with tears in his eyes on the pulpit and have an opportunity to address that congregation, it was actually in that moment where I said to myself, oh my God, he's actually going to run and he can actually win.
Anthony, what about Patrick shaking up the 2020 Democratic race? What are other candidates saying about this last-minute entry by the governor?
Well, I think a lot of them are still trying to come to terms with it. I mentioned that Elizabeth Warren was in New Hampshire yesterday, and she was asked about the general criticism that the current crop of Democratic candidates isn't strong enough. Here's what she said.
I'm out there talking to people every single day about an America that works great for those at the top and just isn't working for much of anyone else. And I got to tell you, whenever I do that, there are lots of folks who start to nod. And it's not just Democrats. It's Democrats, it's independents, it's Republicans who get it.
So Anthony Warren kind of raises the question there about whether Governor Patrick runs a risk of alienating some voters who like the field that they see so far by parachuting into the race so very late.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's possible. The idea that the current group of Democratic candidates aren't up to the job just isn't borne out by what voters actually believe. And I talked about this last night with Peter Ubertasio, a political scientist and a dean at Stonehill College. Here's a bit of what he said.
Polls of primary voters indicate that they're pretty happy with the current crop of candidates. There's been no real concern except for whispers among well-funded donors. And that's very different than the concerns of the primary voters.
So Bob Ubertasio believes that many Democratic primary voters could be put off by this idea that they need saving by someone who hasn't been campaigning over the past many months. So, you know, despite Patrick's many political talents, there are lots of reasons why this effort is being described as the longest of long shots.
WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Bob.